The death toll from the destructive storm that swept across Ontario over the weekend rose to 11 on Thursday, with police reporting another fatality. The Central Hastings Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police said a 58-year-old man was struck by a falling tree in a remote area of the municipality of Marmora and Lake. The force said officers responded on Saturday afternoon and the man was taken to hospital, where he was pronounced dead. 9 of the 11 people who died as a result of the storm were killed by falling trees on Saturday, with a 10th fatally struck by a falling tree branch during the aftermath the next day. A woman died in Quebec when her boat capsized. Environment Canada has said Saturday's severe weather involved a derecho, a rare widespread windstorm associated with a line of thunderstorms, that developed near Sarnia, Ont, and moved northeastward across the province and into Quebec. The storm toppled trees, downed power lines and caused extensive property damage in some areas. Tens of thousands of Ontario residents were still without power Thursday as restoration efforts continue. Hydro One said Thursday that about 68,800 customers are still in the dark, with those in the Bancroft, Perth and Tweed regions expected to be without power for several days. Hydro Ottawa said some 45,000 customers are still without power but most are expected to have service restored by Friday. Peterborough was the latest community in Ontario to declare a state of emergency after the storm hit on Saturday. Residents in the area were asked to avoid unnecessary travel to make it easier for emergency services to respond to calls for assistance with downed trees and power lines. The communities of Uxbridge, northeast of Toronto, as well as the township of Greater Madawaska, and Clarence Rockland also declared states of emergency. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 26, 2022.